Are these things considered a chatzitza or not? And the Maratzchia says, Kasha on Karchu B'siv. He says, what's the shayla? Of course it's a chatzitza. It's Mefurish in the Marim Psachim and Arvi Psachim, that if a person is karech the matzah with the siv, that he's not yet, it's considered a chatzitza between the matzah and his garin. So then over here, Lachar should be considered a chatzitza. And Lachar, that Kasha from matzah, you can be mechalik, you could say that there's no right from there that it's a chatzitza, La'ilam it's on a chatzitza, but over there it's a different shayla. Where the shayla is, do you need, in order to be considered a ma'isa achila, does your garn have to touch it in order to be nana from it? If you have something mechaitza, it's a ma'isa, there's no hanan, there's no ma'isa achila. So it's not a din of chatzitza, it's just b'metzias, and achila didn't take place. Mashenkin over here, maybe a taka wouldn't be considered a chatzitza. So l'chair is no right from there. You can ask tamazai that if we know already from the sugas and b'chairis that there's a din chatzitza, then why shouldn't this be considered a chatzitza? But al kopanim, if for whatever reason the Gemara holds its siv might not be a davra achaitza, it's that wouldn't be a kasha for the Gemara Psachim, because over there it's not a din and chatzitza, it's a din and the ma'isa achila. Mashiach, over here it's a din and chatzitza, then maybe taka wouldn't be chaitzitz, and that could be the shayla of the Gemara.